Hey, hello. You're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorelick, a couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, looking at sender protection frameworks. You know, no matter what happens, when something goes wrong, the gut instinct is always to stop it, right? Put something in place and stop them. Someone came in, robbed a bank, stop the people from robbing the bank, right? Someone sent us a phishing email, stop the phishing emails from getting in, which is a natural instinct, a good instinct, an instinct you want to act on. At the same time, you need to remember that every time we can stop something, there's pretty quickly a workaround. So you need to have that second level, which is have people who know what to do when the stopping fails. So for example, take Sender Protection Framework. If you haven't enabled SPF yet, tip, do it. And if you have enabled SPF, good, tip, no, it's not a foolproof. There, everything TLDR, right? So SPF framework, SPF will allow for you to authenticate your email servers. This happens on two main ways. One is you say, hey, here's the certificate that my email server should use when sending an email. Second thing, you say, hey, here's the IP address that my email servers use. So now someone tries to spoof an email, it gets through. Someone tries to spoof an email with SPF and they say, hey, wait a minute, you don't have the right certificate, you're not from the right IP address, you can't get through. And you're like, oh, man, thwarted, stopped by those kids and their dog. But what happens when the criminals can spoof that certificate? Well, suddenly your control, which had been stopping malware from getting through, right, stopping the phishers, is broken, because now they're like, hey, I got the right IP or the right certificate, authenticate me. And most email systems will go, okay, that's legit, come on in, even if it's from the wrong IP address. You're like, man, what the heck is wrong with that? So this control will stop a lot of phishing attempts, sweet, but won't stop all the phishing attempts, because some of the more sophisticated attackers will check to see if there's an SPF, spoof part of that SPF, and thereby send in the message. Which is why, at the end of the day, you still need to be doing user awareness training. You still need to be equipping folks with some security street smarts, so that when these emails come in, they are not fooled. So, bad, no SPF, no awareness training. Better, SPF. Best, SPF, with still some security culture around. That's it. Have a good one.